Let's come back to our koan story, this enigmatic story between Zen Chan Master Yunyan and his Dharma brother Dao Wu. Dao Wu, again, imagine you're at a Zen temple in ancient China, and you see this from a distance. You see a monk sweeping the ground, and you wonder, what's going on here? Why is he sweeping the ground? Why isn't he meditating? And then another monk comes over and kind of scolds the monk who's sweeping, and he says to him, too busy. In other words, you should be doing something else. You should be not doing anything. You know, why don't you go sit in the meditation hall and do nothing? And Yunyan, the one who's sweeping the ground there, says, you should know there is one who is not busy. And we can reflect on this story in a number of ways. One way I like to think about this is from the standpoint of addiction. Because we might think, hey, what's wrong with being too busy? There may be nothing, you know, why? What's the problem with there being a lot to do? In fact, a lot of people think that they have to be busy all of the time, from the time they wake up until the time they go to bed, and could not bear to know or to taste what it's like not to be busy. Like, what would you do at that time? And so a lot of us occupy that time, or the time that we've been granted to be alive, we use that time kind of wastefully by spending a lot of time checking emails, responding to social media, being on the internet, looking at what somebody else has to say about us or somebody else. And we're not spending a lot of time just appreciating the fact that we are alive in this moment. And it's so easy with social media to get sucked into it and forget about the fact that, hey, I'm a living being, and that needs to be paid some attention to. So as you're, you know, thinking about this, you know, and there's nothing wrong with being on social media. Certainly I'm a part of it, but I think in our society it's easy to see that we get so caught up in our social media that we forget about ourselves. We forget about the things that we that give us joy, that give us a sense of being a part of life as it is. I just want to pause for a moment. I don't know if you can hear this through the microphone on this speaker, but right now I'm sitting in the car and it is kind of freezing rain. The rain is coming down. You can hear it pattering against the windshield and the car, the metal on the car. And so if you're wondering what that sound is, that's what it is. That's like, maybe it sounds like a crackling to you, to your ears, but it's kind of nice to just, you know, for me right now, I'm pausing in this explanation of this koan story just to notice what's actually going on right around me. I'm sitting in a car. I have this time to do a recording, and here's this amazing event happening around me where precipitation is coming out of the sky, hitting the car, and I'm noticing it. And I only say this to inspire you to draw your own attention to what's going on around you in your life right now. You know, what's the weather like? Can you find something that you appreciate about what's happening in this moment? You don't have to look inside. You can look outside. And this is how we break the pattern of our addictions. We think that things are interrupting us all of the time. The noises from outside come in and interrupt our concentration. If that's how we meditate, then we're off base. I just say that. If we think that meditation means that we have to have peace and quiet in order to do it, and a slice of time in which to do it, I mean, those things can be helpful, especially when we're just starting out. But don't think that you have to have it. Meditation, Zen in particular, is about being awake to what's going on in this moment in a loving way and in an appreciative way. So we bring a sense of appreciation to this moment, whatever's happening right now. So we may think that, coming back to the story, we may think, hey, what's wrong with being busy? I like being busy. You know, but one of the problems with being busy is that we completely forget about what else is going on all around us. And we're not often connected with the present moment, the reality of the present moment. And so, using this time right now to reflect, not to shame ourselves for being too busy, because we're all really busy, no doubt. Not to shame ourselves for being too busy, but just to give us some encouragement to look around and see and notice what's there.